All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Bellator 292, which goes down on March 10th, a very intriguing lightweight co-main event and part of a very consequential Grand Prix that I'm excited to talk about, as Alexander Shobley and Tofiq Masayev test skills, and great getting to have Tofiq on the show. How's your day going so far there, Tofiq?
Hal-hazırda tək qalıram. Az qalıb yarışa.
Belə yaxşı. The day is going well. I'm feeling good, cutting weight, and the fight day is just around the corner.
Yeah, and it seems like you're very happy to be part of the Grand Prix, but it also seemed like you were looking to fight Usman Nurmagomedov first. Like, obviously, at this point, you're squarely locked into this matchup, but were you almost kind of surprised you didn't get to fight the champion right away?
Bir bəli, birazdan Grand Prix başlayır, bilirəm ki, sən istəyirsən təbii ki, Grand Prix-də olmaq üçün, amma fikrimcə sən birinci turda Usmanla vuruşmaq istəyirdin və onu rəqib kimi almamağın sənin üçün təəccüblü yoxsa yox?
Təəccüblüdür deyəndə ki, yəni kəmərə əldən verəndən sonra Pitbull, yəni mən üçün artıq mən güman edirdim ki, onunla döyüşəcəm. İlk növbədə mən bilirdim ki, mən Pitbull-la döyüşəcəm. Bu da öz şəxsi Twitter-imdə paylaşım eləmişdim. Mən Sidney Alfvan qalib gələndən sonra. Təəssüflər olsun ki, sonra oyun dəyişdi.
Yeah, I was preparing to fight Patrick Pitbull even after my fight with Sidney Outlaw. He tweeted as a post that he's looking forward to meet me, everyone thought that that's the fight to make, that's the fight that makes sense. But unfortunately, in the end, the game flipped and I didn't get the shot.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a certain theme of that as well. Like when Usman even initially fought for the title, it seemed like Tofiq was, you know, justifiably thinking he kind of should have been in that spot too. So is that a part of this Grand Prix that he really loves, just this structure in place where he's going to get those big fights and ultimately have a hierarchy towards the title and everything?
Yeah, of course, it's every fighter's dream to be the champion, to fight for the belt, and I'm here for that as well, so I'm ready and I'm looking forward to that moment.
And I guess this is something I was curious to ask you too, because I interviewed Saika Izawa recently and she won a Grand Prix title, but because the fights were kind of spaced out over time, she didn't think it was like a quote-unquote like legit Grand Prix title. And you've won a Grand Prix belt in Ryzen with like the normative like one night kind of structure. You're preparing for like a spread out Bellator Grand Prix here. Like, what are your thoughts on this? Does this represent like a Grand Prix here to you, is it more of like the one night tournament structure is like a quote unquote true Grand Prix? Like, what do you think about all that, just with your experience in Ryzen too?
Yəni sadəcə bir dənə qız döyüşü Grand Prix olmuşdu, amma o deyirdi ki, bu Grand Prix-ni o Grand Prix kimi hissələməli, çünki il ərzində belə uzanmışdı. Sənin artıq Grand Prix optum var həyatda. Sən ona görə bu Grand Prix-ə konkret Grand Prix kimi baxırsan, yoxsa sadəcə hər gecə sənə bir döyüş udmaq lazımdır və ondan başqa işləyən fikirləşmirsən. Bu Ryzen-də Grand Prix vuruşmaqla bu Grand Prix haqqında nə fikirləşirsən?
Ryzen-də olan Ryzen-də qaldı. Təbii ki, yəni mən orada olan uğurları elədiyindən düşərini yadımdan çıxardıram, çalışmaram. Və çalışıram ki, bu mənim həyatımda ikinci bir Grand Prix-dir. mən qarşımda duran rəqib haqqında fikirləşirəm. İnşallah bunun qalib gələndən sonra növbəti rəqib haqqında fikirləşirəm.
I don't think about my past successes. The Grand Prix in Ryzen stayed as a Grand Prix in Ryzen. It ended, and I leave it at that. As of right now, I'm focused on my next opponent, on beating my next opponent, and that's all I'm thinking of.
Yeah, for sure, and understandably so. I mean, this is a great fight coming up here with Alexander Shawbley, and I mean, I feel like he's just got, such an impressive resume and everything, 18 finishes, and has a good win streak going in Bellator so far. Like, what are Taufik's thoughts on Alexander Shawbley's resume, but also, I guess, his better stylistic attributes as a fighter?
Shawbley has a yaxşı hotta geliyor, 8-dən döyüş kitabı oldu ve sen ne fikirsen onun bu belə, yəni hal-hazırda isti olmağına və ümumiyyətlə onun döyüş dili haqqında fikirlənmədi.
Nəsə, rəqibə hürmətlə yanaşıram, onda qeyri-adi bir şey görmürəm. Bu sadəcə oyunu kim yaxşı deyilsə, o da qalib gələcək və biz bura qalib gəlmək istəyirik.
Yeah, I don't see anything, I respect him as a fighter, but I don't see anything extraordinary in his game. Whose game plan is going to work better is going to win this fight, and I came here to win only.
I mean, that's interesting because I feel like certain people felt his second round knockout of former champion Brent Primus was like, I guess, like a decent win, like a good, feather in the cap, as it were. Like, were you, I guess, not necessarily that impressed by the last win he had against Brent Primus?
Yeah, onun ikinci raundda keçmiş çempion Brent Primus'u nokautu göndərməyə çox belə важны hadisə oldu onun kariyerisində, mən fikirləşirəm. Sənə deyəsən, amma elə də təcrübələndirmədi onu.
Yani
onun mənə
təcrübələndirəcək bir şey yoxdur. Sadəcə mənlə onun döyüşü, cümayəndən ki, maraqlı döyüş olacaq. Stillərimiz uyğundur.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me what he did with Brent Primus, but in my personal opinion, we're going to show a great fight because our styles match, and it should be a very entertaining and exciting fight to watch.
Yeah, I would be inclined to agree, but an interesting variable to this one, because I've seen previous interviews with Taufik where he was saying he didn't quite feel like as experienced with the cage as he was in the ring. I mean, less than 30 seconds of cage time in one's debut would do that. And I know he's getting in good work at Killcliff in Florida, but is it one of those things where you need like the live, like in competition rounds to truly, get comfortable fighting in a cage?
Sən nə fikirləşsən, sənə vaxt lazımdır öyrəşmək üçün kritikaya, yoxsa onu da nəzərə alaq ki, sən hal-hazırda mən bilirəm Türkiyədə kəm keçirsən Florida'da, amma sənə vaxt lazımdır kritikaya etkiləmək.
Yəni, mən bir gündə ki, mən döyüş vuruşmuşam, mən üçün elə də önəm daşınmalı, beyin olsun, setki olsun.
There were days when I fought twice in the same night, so to me it doesn't matter, ring, cage, I'm comfortable anyway.
Yeah, for sure, and I'm curious, like, some of the people he's, like, mostly, I guess, getting in that work with, like, it seems like, Vugar Karimov and Memon Mamedov are some of the, I guess, primary people there, but, like, who are, I guess, some, I guess, predominant sparring partners he has in this camp?
Sən deyir, gör, Vugar Karimovdan məşq edirsən, yəni, deyəsən, sən ən önəmli sparring partnerlərindən biridir və ondan savayı da başqa sparring partnerlər var. Necə keçir? Sən hazırım.
Yəni, hazırlığı mən belə deyək də, Miami-də keçmişəm. Sparring partner, belə deyək, yerindeki Azerbaycan'da hemen belli dedi ki, yani biz burada Tehlin Mesut maçına gelmişiz. Oradan da birbaşa yollanmışız yarışa. Yani orada sipariş takmıyor daha çoktu. Yani bayağı bir ben. Hazırlık esas oldu ki güvenmişti. Yani çift kesildi yakışçası.
The most important thing is, of course, the preparation, and the preparation has been going very well. Of course, in down in South Florida, I have way more sparring partners, and it's a huge opportunity, huge advantage. So it's been going very well.
Yeah, and I think another part of this, or I guess presuming at least, would be just the fact that Taufik could potentially be a lot more active this year, just being, you know, set up in this tournament structure. Does he like that part of being set up in a Grand Prix, just like the idea that he's going to be able to, I guess, consistently get in a few fights throughout this calendar year?
Yeah, hem de sen Grand Prix'de olmadan o demedi ki, sen bir yerinde bir neçe dövüş geçirebileceksen, nefkarsan o bayrasında, yani o sen çok rahattı. Bir kalender elinde çok dövüş geçirmek.
Yani aslında bu benim hayatımda bir defa olur. Yani biz böyle bir... Yani bunu göz almışız ki burada. Her şeyi göz almışız burada.
It only happened once before in my life and I felt something strange to me and I'm mentally prepared to face this whole system. I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very exciting fight and a very exciting, you know, Grand Prix field by proxy, but I'm very curious. I know it's a little bit out from the Bellator versus Ryzen event, but just someone like yourself who's got, you know, such experience in both companies, I'm curious, like, what were your thoughts on that, you know, New Year's Eve event, the Bellator versus Ryzen card?
Bellator Ryzen'a karşı olan yeni Erzincan'da kart bayrasında çıkılardı.
Maraklı dövüşler oldu. Yani benim o kartta olmağım daha maraklı vardı. Teessüfler ki yani ben yarıştaydım. Yani böyle alınmadı. Nöbeti defa isteyelim ben de. Lafonya publikasında buluşma.
Yeah, it was a great event. I think it would be even more entertaining and interesting if I would be on that card as well. But I was preparing for my upcoming bout, so staying all this, I hope at some future event in Japan I would be there because I love performing in front of the Japanese crowd.
Yeah, I was seeing you had a post even describing it as your second home, so it seems like there's a lot of, you know, reverence there and quite a few memorable New Year's Eve wins over your career. Like, in a perfect world, do you fight on that New Year's Eve card at the end of the year? I guess presuming they're looking to do a Bellator versus Ryzen sequel event, like, would that be your perfect way to end off the year?
Ben hemen görmüşüm ki sen hatta geçmişte posta bildirmişsin ki orası en ikinci elin kimidir. Sen ikinci geleceğe sen sen yeni ilde olan kartta iştirak etmek isterdin yoksa?
Tabii ki isteyelim, teşkilat meselesi görsün ve
Of course, I would love to perform on that day. If the organization thinks it's right, then of course I would want to do it.
Yeah, that would be great to see. I mean, so many exciting options with like the cross promotional dynamic here, but I appreciate both of you making time to talk and I want to be mindful of both of your presumably, you know, busy schedules leading into this fight. So to that point, is there anything Taufik might want to add kind of as a parting final thought as we're wrapping things up here?
Zahit olursunuz ama baktığınız çok sonuna göre ve özümden nefte ahıra bir söz dinlemek isterdim mi tabii?
İsmi çok sağ ol, dikkatine göre var olsun. Şad oldum, tanıştım.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for attention. It was a pleasure to meet you. And I appreciate your time as well.
Yeah, definitely a mutual sentiment. Appreciate you coming on and giving great insights ahead of this exciting Alexander Shobley fight. And yeah, excited for Bellator 292 on March 10th. But until then, both of you guys have a good rest of your day there.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. DJ, we will have a celebration then.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.